You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 125, Funny Little Frog by Belle and Sebastian. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Who is that picture on the wall? Today, we're taking a look at the tune Funny Little Frog by Belle and Sebastian. But first, a little bit about the musicians. Glasgow band and internet phenomenon Belle and Sebastian came together in 1996. Founding members Stuart Murdoch and Stuart David recorded some demos for a university course Murdoch was enrolled in, the final project of which was to be a record. Murdoch chose the band members among people he had met at an all-night cafe with the idea that this would be a short-term project. However, the demos attracted some notice, and later that year they recorded their first album, Tiger Milk. They took their name from a French children's story and their sound from any number of places that are hard to pin down precisely. Glasgow is known for its eclectic, energetic music scene. Murdoch is known to be a huge fan of the band Felt, and echoes of everything from the Smiths to Thin Lizzy are present in his music. On early recordings, Belle and Sebastian included Murdoch, David, yet another Stuart, Stuart David on bass, violinist Sarah Martin, cellist Isabel Campbell, guitarist Stevie Jackson, Chris Geddes on keyboards, and Richard Colburn on drums. The combination of delicate melodies, unconventional instrumentation often including strings, trumpet, and a haunting piano, as well as Murdoch's poetic writing, attracted positive critical reviews. However, their fan base really solidified on the web. In the beginning, Belle and Sebastian were rather shy, sending photos of a model who wasn't part of the band in lieu of real publicity shots, but soon they became more public and now have an unusually interactive relationship with their fans via websites. After Tiger Milk, the band released If You're Feeling Sinister on Jeepster Records. Spin Magazine would go on to list it as one of the best albums between 1985 and 2005. Next, they released a series of EPs and the lineup changed, including the arrival of trumpeter Mick Cook and departures of Isabel Campbell and Stuart David, who left to pursue his own projects. Following release of another album, Belle and Sebastian won Best Newcomer at the 1999 Brit Awards. Belle and Sebastian was a collaborative effort in the following years, and the quality of the writing suffered. Later albums Dear Catastrophe Waitress and The Life Pursuit returned to Murdoch as the primary writer. A single from the latter album was Funny Little Frog.
Honey, loving you is the greatest thing. I get to be myself and I get to sing. I get to play and be irresponsible. I come home late and I love your soul. I never forget you in my prayers. I never have a bad thing to report. You're my picture on the wall. You're my vision in the hall. My eyesight's fading, my hearing's dim. I can't get in shot for the state I'm in. I'm a danger to myself, I've been starting fights at the party at the club on a Saturday night. But I don't get disapproving from my girl. She gets all the highlights wrapped in pearls. You're my picture on the wall, you're my vision in the hall. You're the one I'm talking to.
Fans argue the meaning of Funny Little Frog. Is it about an imaginary relationship or the life of a musician? It's reminiscent of an author addresses his book poem, but also reads like a straight-up love song. Whoever he's talking to is not really there. He wanders around the house having a one-sided conversation, telling her about his day, all the highlights wrapped in pearls. She feels the emptiness in that space, and he worships her. Although the video features an actual girl, she disappears at the end, leaving him alone. Perhaps she is only a symbol for his life as a musician. Maybe he's married to his work or living in a fantasy world. She's a pretty negative obsession. He's suffering ill health and getting into trouble, but feels he can't live without her.
Had a conversation with you at night. It's a little one-sided, but that's all right. I tell you in the kitchen about my day. Sit on the bed in the dark, changing places with the ghost that was there before you came. You've come to save my life again. I don't dare to touch your hand. I don't dare to think of you in a physical way.
And what is The Funny Little Frog? According to the band's website, the title is a quote from a film called Performance. Perhaps in view of the close relationship the band has with fans, The Funny Little Frog actually represents the fans themselves. They are the person Murdoch thinks of so fondly and to whom he presents his best self. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.